Hello, friend. My name is Reverend Felicia Blanco Searcy, and I am the senior minister at Unity Church of Life in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Unity is a positive, practical, progressive approach to Christianity based on the teachings of Jesus and the power of prayer. Unity honors the universal truths in all religions and respects each individual right to choose a spiritual path. We welcome you to our virtual Sunday celebration and hope you will find it inspiring and enriching.
I'm going to invite you to gently sit, taking in that image of each one of us as the love of God, serving God's love. And I'm reading from the Best of the Daily Word, April 11th, 1960. Here I am, God, use me. Here I am, God. Use me. Express your life and love through me. Use me to bring your good into the lives of all I meet. For the things that I acquire or achieve for myself alone are empty compared with the things that I share with others. Let my hands be your hands, and let them work to bless others. Use my feet so that I may walk in your light, a path so sure that others will see and follow. Use my ears to hear only the truth. Use my eyes to look beyond what seems to be and see only the good. Use my heart so that I may love others as I am loved by you. Use my mouth to speak words of blessing and praise. I am ready, God, for you to express your loving presence through me. I am ready to let you use my life in any way that you will, for I know that your will is only good. I am ready to be your channel because I know that I am richly blessed as I bless others. I am ready, God, to let you do your will through me. And from Isaiah 6:8, and I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And then I said, here I am, send me. So I invite us on this wonderful day of celebration of love. I invite you to sink even deeper into your heart space. Sink into that deep awareness of how you live and move and have being in the reality of God's love. See how you were created in love and are sustained in love. That you are the embodiment of God's love. And as your heart expands and your mind expands, you are filled to overflowing. And in this moment, you see that in order to expand your experience of love, you must allow this love to flow through you and out into this physical realm. Here I am, God. Use me. I express your life and love through me. I am here in service to love. So in this moment, I invite you to become very practical. And in your day, in your relationships, allow Spirit to reveal to you what is uniquely yours to share. What is yours to offer to another to expand this experience of love. whether your gift is kindness, joy, insight, compassion, or all of the above. What is it that's overflowing within you that Spirit is whispering to you to allow to expand beyond the bounds of your being, for it to flow into the lives of others, into the very fabric of our planet? Here I am, God. Use me. I express your life and love through me. I am God's expression of love. I am here to serve love. And so as we enter into the silence, I invite you to sink even deeper into this awareness and to allow God to continue to reveal to you on a very practical level what is yours to share in such a way that it will make a difference in the life of another, where you will make God's love known in the lives of those around you. Here I am, Lord. Use me. Into the silence. Here I am, Lord. Use me. Express your life and your love through me. I am ready, God, to let you love through me. And so we begin our journey back, refreshed, renewed, open wider to the love of God, and to the direction of how we are to allow God's love to express through us, ready to be the agent of love. And so let's just take a moment and give thanks. To give thanks for the reality of all that God is, the reality of God in and through us, and for the wonderful awareness that as we serve love, we are richly blessed. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. We are focusing on the value of service, that value of allowing Spirit to expand itself through us and as us by sharing ourselves in a way that blesses everybody. And so rather than listening to me, which you do a lot of, I thought that this one was a good one for you all to share about. And so we've got the mic, and I'm just going to open it up and invite you to share with one another how the value of service has shown up in your life. And how it works. You know, I mean, we saw with tithing, we continue to see with tithing in this ministry that, you know, you can't outgive God, and the more we give, the more abundance seems to keep showing up. And my experience with service is that when we give from that place of wholeness, we give from that our hearts, it's like a candle. You keep lighting the flame, and the flame keeps growing. And I want to hear how that happens in your life. So there's the mic. I'm going to sit down and do what's really hard for me is sit down and be quiet.
But since I've been coming here, it's like I've taken a giant step. And then when I became the Evolutionary Council team leader, I felt like I leapt off the cliff almost, and really wasn't sure what I was getting myself into. Christy's laughing back there. Thank you. But it's true. And now that I've kind of had a chance to be in it, what I've experienced is I feel much more connected to the church, to what happens here. I feel more connected to each of you, like there's more, really like there's a strand that goes from my heart to each of your hearts, because I'm much more invested in how things go here and how it works and how you're doing, not just for the sake of the church, but, you know, more personal, like I feel more connected on at a personal level for with all of you. It's just a deeper and richer experience when I come here. So if you want things to change, if you want to do something, I think that service is one of the best ways to do that, because it will change you first. And then as you change, it's funny how things around you will start to fall into place more. So I guess just more connection, deepness, and a richness. So I'm blessed for this, and I thank you all for the opportunity to be here and to be in service with you.
Hello. You know, this is tough to really describe service. And I've heard a saying since I've been coming here, you can't unlearn the truth. I've learned so much since I've been coming here. And whether I like it or am uncomfortable with it or am apprehensive about it, I've changed. And I've grown, and sometimes I'm going, what in the world? But by serving, kind of echoing Elaine, it brings out the best in you, and you end up feeling a lot better about yourself. But what's so intriguing about it is you're doing so much more and making other people feel better about themselves. And it's a real domino effect how it continues to spread. And when folks do this, it just keeps on growing. It's exponential in its growth. And I gotta admit, here in the last couple of months, I've been going through things and I've been listening to my ego and not my higher self. And I'm gonna forgive myself for that. But already today, I've been reminded of some things. I didn't really forgive him because you can't unlearn it. I just wasn't listening. And I did the survey last night, and that was also kind of an eye-opener of where I'm at. All I can say is approach everything in gratitude. And I am truly grateful, because no matter what downs happen, or no matter what ups happen, it's all because of this process and this growth and this journey and this service.
Well, I think we're done. That was pretty strong, brother. That's good stuff. Service for me, immediately when I hear service, I think money. Because I'm in the service industry. That's what I do. You know, I do that. And it's the struggle for me is to, you know, do service without that expectation. And that's huge, you know. And it's not my knee-jerk reaction, surprisingly. I know everybody's shocked. But it's about, you know, getting past that. And it doesn't, I don't know, it's not like a conscious thing. It just kind of happens. And when it does, it's beautiful, like Craig said. As I was sitting back there trying to think of where I'd served and how, the big one that comes to mind is board service. That was so huge for me in taking me to another level of understanding and being open and inclusive and spirit-led and love. It encompassed all that. I don't regret that for a minute. You know, it's not easy. Service isn't, it's not an easy thing to do. It's not, for me anyway, but it sure is, very beneficial when I can do it. It feeds the soul tremendously. But like I said, it's not my knee-jerk reaction. I guess therein is the lesson. Thanks.
Service to me, when I first came to Unity a long time ago, when I think if I'd heard that word then, I would have heard burden and leadership and in charge and taking care of things and responsibility and burden and and resentment just beat me down into the ground. I think all of my life, I felt called to serve, to make sure that everybody felt good and to make sure everybody was taken care of. And even though I was not outspoken in school as a kid, I was actually kind of quiet. I think it was out of a need to not rock any boats. And so service later on to me meant even keel, make sure that nothing is extreme. And it felt like the weight of the world was on my shoulders then, I think. And I got to Unity and I learned that I was responsible for my own thinking. And then what do you do with that? You know, it's been my fault that I felt all this burden, et cetera, et cetera. So learning about service has been really important to me because really soon after we joined the church, I sort of got in charge of youth ministry, which was exactly the wrong place for me. Roy joined the board, which was a whole new lesson for me because I saw his service as taking away from the family. And he'd been gone for so long out of our marriage with music and work and all of these things. I saw it as the other side of service was sacrifice, you know, yeah, just constantly sacrificing, just constantly. You know, and if it's not me doing for others, I've got to, you know, I've got to do for my family while he is off serving the church. The benefits now, the flip side, now that I've grown up a little bit, would be I got to see my husband grow. It was interesting. It really interesting. He grew as a person, a man, a father, everything. And he evolved through his board search. I'm talking about board. There's a lot involved in being on the board. In my ego and in my selfishness, I had never dreamed that he would serve on the board before me. Because that was a complete role reversal. I had always been in charge, and I mean in charge, pants wearing, in the family, making the decisions. So it has coming here, saved us, saved our marriage, saved me, all of that stuff that I've told y'all before. But being in service, he grew up and I grew down. I learned how to let go, how to let other people be in charge, to be happy with other people's decisions that had no input from me and were better than anything I could have come up with. So I have worked the PowerPoint. I have served on little committees that met in little rooms. I've written little words and stuff, but not being in charge, not being Felicia up in front of my classroom is a new thing for me. It's a wonderful thing, and it has let me feel, I don't know, it's just so different than what Craig and Roy said. I guess I have some of the same benefits, but I got a little deflation in my ego. So service is completely relative to whoever is serving. And so for me, it's become about letting go and let other people serve and being small in my service and maybe not taking over. I'm rambling again. So thanks.
Everything that's been said has touched me, and the folks that have gotten up have taken on big responsibilities. And that's what I always thought of when I thought of service, the burden. But I would like to invite all of you to look at the flip side of that. When you show up, when you pay attention, when you tell the truth, when you smile, when you hug, you are serving. I know you serve me. And I feel confident in saying you serve each other. You definitely serve the church. And I don't know if there's enough here, but I want each of you to have one of these and take it home and know that you have served. And you serve every day, whether you're in this church or whether you're in your life with your job or your children or your pets or whatever, you're serving. You show up, we look each other in the eye, we make a connection. That's service. And since I do have a nameable position, I know you serve me. Being a chaplain has been a wonderful, wonderful gift to me. The gift has been able to speak with you, share with you, pray with you, hold space for you, with you. So thank you. I won't hand one out personally. I'll send them down the rows because I don't want to eat up all the time. I want you each to get one. I'll bring more next week if you don't.
Good morning. I don't know why the word service, it's like the energy around that word is so interesting. And I'm at a little bit of a different place as far as that word. But what came to me was that this fell on a perfect day. Because it all goes to love. All of those statements that we've been going, they flow from and feed up to love. For me, service kind of helps my depression level because it gets me out of my own space and puts me into someone else's space. That's one of the great benefits of service. And like Elaine was saying, and others have said, it's that connection to something bigger than myself. And in that connection, it doesn't necessarily have to be something big that you do, but that it's all part of that big experience. Right now, what I'm going through as I'm finishing up my board service is that scary place of not knowing where my service is going to be, and I've done that intentionally. I think I'm a little bit where Laurie, Craig has been teaching me on your name, Laurie. it's kind of hard not feeling like you're really orchestrating something. It's like when you were doing the announcements this morning, I was like, okay, there's a potluck going on, and I didn't do the sign-up sheet. You know, or other things going on that I have been involved with that I'm not. So I'm kind of looking forward to the space of rest and also reflection as to what my next level of service will be, because I know that service will always be a part of my life, and I never thought that that would happen. And someone kind of dragged it out of me, and I thank you for doing that, chasing me down. But it also, you know, not just in church-related things. It was like just an example yesterday. I'm more open and loving and wanting to help people out. I was at Publix, and there was a lady in the restroom, and I just, for some reason, I just felt connected to her. And I looked, and she had fallen and had, you know, blood in her hair and had stepped out of the way so I could wash my hands and didn't even say anything. And so, you know, I felt so loving, you know, to go out to someone and say, this lady needs help, and stood there until someone walked into the restroom. And so, and I felt good, you know, that I'd helped someone else, not from a point of I'm a great person, but that she wasn't in the bathroom alone having scary thoughts because no one was with her. So I think it leads out to all different areas of your life, not just church, but that's where service started with for me, and I enjoy it, and I'm thankful for it, and I'm thankful for each of you.
So each one of you who shared this morning, thank you for serving, and somebody said it, just showing up, wherever it is, and here in particular, you know, just showing up so we have a community of people to share our spiritual path and these principles and to demonstrate with one another how this stuff works in our lives. That's serving. And I think Craig said it, you know, just showing up and making ourselves available. Or maybe it was Julian. Yeah, somebody profound said it and allowed the power of spirit to work through. So thank you, everybody. And we'd like to close with our prayer for protection. The light of God surrounds you, the love of God enfolds you, the power of God protects you, and the presence of God watches over you. And remember, wherever you are, God is, and all is well. Thank you for joining us. For more information, we invite you to visit our website at www.unitychurchoflife.com. If you would like more information about Unity in general, you can visit the Unity Worldwide website at www.unity.org.